بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ثير بن حبيش رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه قال: أتيت صفوان بن عسال رضي الله تعالى عنه أسأله عن المسح على الخفين، فقال: ما جاء بك يا ذير؟ فقلت: ابتغاء العلم. فقال: إن الملائكة تضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يطلب. Explaining this chapter of Tawbah and Istighfar, and that it is necessary for us that we regularly make Tawbah, Istighfar, and also the great mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open till the clear signs of Qiyamah will come, that is when the sun will rise from the west. And also for an individual, until the clear signs of maut come on that person, which is called Sakarat, till that time Allah Ta'ala accepts the Tawbah of a person. In there is encouragement also for us that we should not delay. We don't know when that time will come of Sakarat and maut for us, and then it will be too late. Before that we should make sincere Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala readily accepts Tawbah and Istighfar of a person. And so this is a little bit of a lengthy hadith and covering different subject matters. The subject matter of Tawbah and Istighfar in this hadith is towards the end. All, of course, every aspect of all hadith of all Quran is very important for us, and it is all the time a great reminder for us. So in this hadith, Hazrat Zir ibn Hubaysh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, narrates, and he says that I came to Safwan ibn Assal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another sahabi. I went to him, as'aluhu anil mashi alal khuffain, and the purpose of my going was to ask him with regard to making masa on the leather socks. That is the reason why I went and to ask him this masala. فقال ما جاء بك يا ذير. So Hazrat Assal رضي الله تعالى عنه asked me that, why have you come, O ذير, for what purpose have you come? فقلت ابتغاء العلم, I have come to seek knowledge, that is this masala. Ulama have written from this point that seeking the great virtues of acquiring Islamic knowledge is not exclusive for a student of deen. That is, a student that is now in a Darul Uloom, for example, and is spending 6-8 years and is acquiring knowledge, and there are great virtues. For example, in this hadith also we read of the malaika spreading their wings. Other hadith we read of the animals, the birds, the fish making dua for him, for every all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So this virtue is for everyone who just seeks any aspect, one masala also. If we go and ask any alim, or we check up in a kitab, a masala, an authentic kitab, all this is that we will get this great reward of acquiring knowledge. So we should not deprive ourselves. If we can, it will be very good for us that every day that we ask one masala of some alim, we will be increasing our knowledge also. We will be getting this great virtues as well. And also whenever we go to a gathering of knowledge, a bayan, any bayan, a gush bayan after gush, any alim's bayan, Juma bayan, we make niyat that we are going to acquire knowledge. In that also we will acquire this great virtues. So we should not deprive ourselves, and we should take these virtues. So yeah, Hazrat Assal radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained first with regard to the great virtues of knowledge. He said, innal malaikata tada'u ajnihatiha, that the malaika spread out their wings, لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, in honor and in respect of the student of deen. Either literally they spread out their wings, or in other words, they are at his service. That you are going for such a great and honorable mission, that we are now at your service and we will be there to see to your needs. رِذَنْ بِمَا يَطْلُبْ, that the malaika are very, very happy with regard to that which that person is going to go and acquire, that is acquiring knowledge. As we are sitting here, we are all acquiring knowledge. I myself also, this is being refreshed for me. All of us, it is a refresher. May Allah accept and give us all this great virtue of acquiring knowledge of deen, and further then to practice upon it and to propagate it also. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us always to be acquiring the knowledge of deen. Ulama have made it clear that this is just the acquisition of knowledge with sincerity. Islamic knowledge is in itself a very, very great ibadah. So we should try and learn, and Islam and knowledge is from the cradle to the grave. From the time we were born, we must be acquiring knowledge, and we must have this jazba and feeling until the time we die. We should be acquiring knowledge. May Allah give us all tawfiq.